Beats with Just Bowen and Bowie Jane.
Hello, it is Bowie Jane with Jess Bowen for Babes Behind the Beats, and today we have singer-songwriter-creator Jackie Butler, known as the green-haired girl, and she does, in fact, have green hair. Congratulations.
Hi.
You're going to go, that was interesting.
No, that's me.
we can confirm you have green hair.
Yeah, so it's green. It's not a wig, I swear.
Wait, can you first of all tell us a little bit about that? Like, was this like you dyed your hair green like years ago, and then it just became like known as your tagline or something?
So I was in a band called Jagged Row, and we were together for like 8 years, and we toured, and I had this like neon green mic stand. And I used to like match my like makeup and nails and all to it. And the guys in the band would match their, like, we'd have them wear like green shoes or whatever. And it just kind of became a thing. And I was like, I want to dive all the way in. And so we were on tour in New York, and I saw this girl at the mall with this like beautiful, like neon green hair. And I went up to her and I was like, who does your hair? I want to get it done. So we had one day off in New York. And so she gave me the number of her girl. I went there. She dyed my hair green, and the rest was history. Like, I never turned back. Like, she just put a few streaks in, like, my natural brown hair. But then later I just was like, screw it. I'll just do my whole head green. And it's been that way for, I guess, since like 2014, 2015, so
wow.
6 years, yeah.
You committed. Yeah. I love it. It looks great, but you really committed for like the, you know, people usually like, I feel like, change their hair colors. Like,
yeah.
You know, once they do one color, they're like, oh, I'm bored of this. I want to do a different color, but you're
yeah.
like green.
For like a month after my breakup with the band and my boyfriend at the time, it was all at the same time, for a month, I dyed my hair about like five different colors within a month's time, but then I went back to the green. So that's a period of time. I'm like, no, we don't, that's not canon. That's not.
So funny. Now you've actually had a huge long career. Actually, you've done a lot of things. You're huge on TikTok. You've got 4.1 million followers. You're, you came from the Musical.ly background. You've got a lot of followers on YouTube. You're doing heaps of things. You were lead singer of a band that might be the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
Before. And so where did it all start for you? I guess, like, how did you get into all of that?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, since I was like little, like, I wanted to be the center of attention. since I could like talk, I would stand up. I was an only child, and I was the youngest out of all my cousins and everything. And I would stand up and just, like, be like, listen to me, and I'd be singing. But, no, when I was in third grade, I loved musical theater. And I told my parents, when I was in third grade, I said, the moment I graduate high school, I'm not going to college. I'm going to move to New York, and I'm going to be a Broadway star. And my parents were like, okay, whatever, you know, just whatever you do, commit to it. So a few years later, when I was, like, 12, I had really gotten into rock music, and I'd always loved rock music. My parents introduced me to everything, but I was really wanting to, like, you know, that was the time period of Warped Tour and everything, and I loved it. I just have to throw it out there, Jess, I've actually seen you at Warped Tour.
Oh, hey,
I was
love
at
that.
2014 Warped Tour, 2016, 2014, 13, and 16, which I think the Somerset played.
We were on all yeah. of those. We were on every single
yeah,
one
I
of
looked
those.
It up. I was like, wait a minute. I've seen her perform live at least three times.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I wanted to be in that scene, and I was 12 years old, and I was, like, I went to my parents, and I was, like, I want to start a band. So we found, we auditioned some guys, and they became my best friends at the time, and we were together for 8 years, and I think because we started so young, by the time – they were a few years older than me, and by the time that I was like 21, they were all like realizing that that wasn't what they wanted to do. And of course, I've always wanted to do this, so I had always wanted to move out to LA. I was originally from Texas, so you know, when the band kind of broke up, I just thought, I'll bite the bullet and I'll move out to LA, become a solo artist. That's when I started doing social media and got into TikTok, Musical.ly, YouTube, all of that, and it just kind of now I'm here. So
I wanted to take it back though real quick to you said you were touring with your band. How many, like how long were you guys on the road for? And obviously you would have been really young at this time when you were on tour.
Yeah, so we started the band when I was 12. My parents went everywhere with us. So from the time I was 12 to 20, we toured everywhere. We probably, in that time period, we played all over the U.S. and Canada, around 600 gigs.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So you really went, like, you were really on tour. That was, like, your, like, your
that,
thing.
And that's my favorite thing still. Like, and that's what's the one thing. I love living out here in L.A., but I haven't actually toured, really, since I was in the band, which was, like, 4 years ago. So, and being on stage and touring is, like, my favorite thing. Like, I love the studio and all, but the stage is just, that's my home.
I completely agree. Yeah. Being on, there's nothing like being on the road. Once you like, or once you've done it, it's like you just like crave to do it even more.
Exactly. It's my favorite thing.
It's the best. And so were you guys like, what kind of like, were you headlining? Were you opening for some other bands? Can you tell us like some highlights of like, I guess your touring experience?
So a lot of them were, we self-booked. Like I was like, and it's funny because I was like, you know, by the time that I was like 15, 16, you know, my dad and mom helped us a lot. But by the time I was 15 and 16, I was kind of learning the ropes. So I'd be the one like messaging these like dive bars and venues and being like, hey, can we play? So a lot of it was that. But then we also did like we played the State Fair of Texas and we played a few House of Blues shows just by pure luck and like trying to get in. We opened for a few acts. We had opened for Hanson. Whoa. Which I remember the Hanson crowd was like so confused. They were like, because we always described ourselves as like Fall Out Boy meets Aerosmith kind of thing, you know? So like the Hanson crowd was like, who the hell are these kids? Like, we're just, you know, and we're like young kids, but it's still, we opened
that
for Bowling for Soup. Yeah,
it was really Bowling cool. For Soup. I love those guys. They're so funny.
They're so sweet. They're
amazing.
Too. Finger 11, we opened for. I toured a lot with my friend Dalton Rapatoni, who also had a band, and he was on American Idol. And we've known each other since we were like 11 years old, and then we happened to be on the same season of Idol. He finished third. And we toured a lot together too, our two bands. So yeah, a lot of it was just us trying to knock on doors and be like, hey, can we play? We played house shows, everything. But
that's cool. Great.
How did Idol happen for you then? Did you like literally go, I'm gonna audition, or did someone reach out to you?
I didn't want to audition. I always tell this story because it was in 2015. So I was on the very final season of Idol, and they had already pretty much auditioned everyone, and we were on tour. We were in Ohio, I think, and my manager at the time called me and was like, American Idol is looking for a few more people to audition. And I was like, I don't want to. I don't want to leave my band. And the guys in my band were like, you need to do it for the band. I was like, damn it. So so I auditioned on like a Skype call in a hotel room for some producers. And they were like, I actually auditioned with a song by Set It Off.
Oh, I know Set It Off, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. So, and I've even like written some with Danny now. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I sang one of their songs and one of our songs. And they were like, yeah, we only have one other, like, spot that we're doing auditions, and it's in San Francisco. And we were actually on our way to California at the time to play in L.A. And so we were like, okay, we'll take a detour and drive to San Francisco, too. So I was the last audition of the day. I had to be there at 7 a.m. I don't think I auditioned until 8 p.m.
Oh,
in
God.
Front of, like, so I auditioned, so I got the go ahead from the producers, and I auditioned in front of like the judges, like J-Lo and Keith Urban and Harry Connick Jr. And my whole thing was like, I gotta stay true to myself. Like, I was like, I don't want my whole thing back then was like, I don't want to be a solo artist. I don't want to leave the band, guys. Like, I don't want to, like, I got to make sure that everyone knows that, like, I'm in a band. So, like, if you go back and watch my audition, it's very much like, I'm in a band. At first I was really, really hesitant. And then I got the golden ticket to Hollywood, and I did all of Hollywood Week, and I wouldn't trade the experience for anything. Like, it was so different to anything I've ever done. And like, it was crazy and amazing and wild all at the same time. Like, Hollywood Week was a whole week, and I don't think I slept but maybe like 5 or 6 hours, maybe.
Oh.
Like, for the whole week? Wait, for the whole week?
For the whole week.
How do they expect you to function and also be able to sing?
I think that's the thing.
Like, I think they want to, like, get you a little.
Yeah, I want they to. I think they want to see, like, how far they can push you and you still are able to function.
No, that's terrible. I'd be terrible.
I'd be horrible. I mean, I don't sing, but I would literally be like, I hate all of you, and I would be like, I quit.
Well, that was the thing. After it was over, I just went to my hotel room, like, when I, because I got cut during, like, at the end of Hollywood Week, and after it was over, I just went back to my hotel, because I had told myself, I was like, I'm not crying on camera. So when I went back to my hotel room, I just started crying and breaking down, and my band members and my mom and dad were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm not, it's not that I'm, like, upset even that I got cut, I'm just so tired. Yes. But I'm just gonna cry, okay? And y'all are just gonna have to deal with it.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know how anyone can function off of that little sleep. And that's crazy. It's interesting to hear people's stories that have done these types of shows. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I've had a couple of people in my life that have kind of said similar things where I was just like, it's crazy they can get away with that stuff. But it's like, what they do to get this live tell, like, when you see people actually break down on TV, it's like they push them.
It's real.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get it. Like, they would give us, you know, we'd have a song approved at, like, because it would have to go through all the channels and all. So the song would be approved at, like, you know, 1 a.m. And then our call time would be 4 a.m.
No.
So it was like, you know, you didn't have time. Like, it was,
that's,
you know,
terrible.
So then we had to rehearse the song because we didn't know what we were going to sing beforehand. And then, so then you had to, like, rehearse it. And then, you know, I'm like, I'm going to be on camera in front of millions of people. I don't want to look like a goblin. So, you know, you got to, like, make sure. I'm like, I don't have sleep, but maybe I can cover up myself enough. So it was like, But yeah, it was a wild experience, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. It was pretty cool. And, like, they had even, because Dalton and I were on the same season and we were both from the same hometown, they actually sent camera people out before Hollywood Week. And, like, we played a show at a club that, you know, one of our hometown clubs, and they, like, filmed footage of it and all and put it on TV, which was, like, I was just like, people are, like, seeing us perform on, like, Fox. Like, this is weird.
Like, millions upon millions of people are watching that. Yeah.
That's did amazing. It help get followers? I've always wondered about that. If you get knocked out early, does it help?
It did a little bit. Like, Dalton, I know – Dalton had a following before then, but he definitely got a lot more from it. But, I mean, it's funny because it didn't, like, drive a whole bunch of followers to my stuff. But I will still, like, today, that was in it aired in 2016, and I'll still be in, like, a Target or something, and someone will be like, were you on American Idol?
No.
And I'll be like, I wasn't even, like, top 20. Like, I was, like, top 40-ish. So I'm like, how do you remember me?
Yeah, it's crazy.
The green hair. But, the green hair. It's the green hair.
But, yeah, so I wouldn't say it, like, drove followers a whole bunch, but, like, people still remember it, which is really cool. And I do have some fans that'll, like, comment on my TikToks even, that are like, I've been with you since the Idol days, which is really cool. So
wow, that's great.
And were you doing social media back then? so much?
Or? Not really, because in the band, I didn't really, we didn't, I mean, we had like Instagram and all that. I remember when I first got Instagram, I was like in the studio and my drummer was like, there's this thing called Instagram. And I was like, I didn't even have an iPhone at the time when it came out. I like took their iPhone and was like, I'm making an account on this. I had a BlackBerry something, I think.
Oh yeah, but, I had the BlackBerry.
Yeah, yeah, but like I, yeah, we, so we did some, but it wasn't like, not like what I do now. So it was very much, I think now, even just within a matter of like 10 years, I feel like social media has changed the way you like do things and all, even like I feel like 10 years ago, you know, it was more of like we were like, we just got to keep playing shows, and now it's like, okay, it does help to
content.
Get a following on social media and
right.
content. Yeah,
it's so true. Before it was like, be on the road, grind, yeah. grind, grind, just play as many shows as you can yeah. to try to play for as many people. And now it's like, okay, it's not even being on the road, it's how many views and like, you know, people you can get yeah, to see your content.
Exactly.
You got to make this great content that people are gonna like now.
Yeah, so yeah, so it's, I just kind of fell into that when I became a solo artist and I saw Musical.ly and I was like, okay, well, it has music in the title, maybe I can do like, you know, covers and sing songs and all. And then what kind of took off on my channel on Musical.ly was I started doing comedy skits, and that's what kind of boosted me, not wow. my music, because people, that's what people wanted to see on Musical.ly. So it was, even though it was called Musical.ly, it was either like lip syncing or like comedy stuff.
Wow.
So
Bowie, did you yeah. know what Musical.ly was before?
Yeah, I did, but I never really, I created an account, but I never got into it because I was like, oh, I couldn't work out what I was doing with it. So like,
yeah,
what was
people,
my thing gonna be, you know?
People weren't, it was not like TikTok. Like, I would tell people I was on Musical.ly and they'd be like, isn't that a little kids app? Like, ew.
What
and
was
I was
the,
like, okay,
what
fine.
Was the whole thing? Was it was lip syncing, wasn't it? Or I can't quite remember what it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, like, what it got big for?
Yeah, it was lip syncing. So, like, you took your phone and you would, like, it was weird. Like, you would
yeah.
do it in two times and, like, and that wasn't really my thing. I don't know. I was like, I'm a singer, so I don't want to be lip syncing to things.
That's
so
what
I did
I
that,
was thinking.
I
yeah.
did that some because I knew it was, you know, like, the thing. And there's nothing against it. Like the people that did it, like, they made it an art form. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But I started doing, like, just random comedy skits. And that's what kind of catapulted my, like, channel on there. And then I was like, wait, I'm a musician.
I was like, I'm not a comedian, goddamn.
Yeah, I was like, wait. So...
It's all wow. gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, I was like, what has happened? No, I enjoyed it in it. And, you know, before it even became TikTok, I had gained like a million on Musical.ly. So, you know, it was really interesting when it became TikTok. And
yeah, did
like,
that transfer
these, like,
the followers over?
It
like,
did,
it just,
yeah.
Oh,
it
good.
Did.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so old. I'm like, I didn't understand that music. Wow, this is going to make me sound horrible. I'm sorry. I'm just going to
no,
completely.
It's not
no,
that well
a lot
known.
Of people don't, though.
I'm going to admit it. I did not know that Musical.ly was what TikTok ended up becoming.
Yeah. So I was like a Musical.ly creator, and they had like creators, and we were in touch with like some of the team at Musical.ly. And we were like at the party. They threw a party when TikTok bought Musical.ly, basically. And they threw this big party in LA, and we were there. And like we saw them, like they literally like flipped a switch, and it transferred over. And our Musical.ly apps on our phone changed to TikTok.
Oh my God!
And that was the biggest thing. That was our biggest concern. All of us that had worked so hard on Musical.ly were like, are our followers going to transfer over?
Yeah.
Like, is our content, like all the videos that we've created, is it going to still be there? And that was like a big concern for us. And we were all so terrified. It was like Y2K, right? It was like, when they hit the switch, it was like, is it still going to be there? Like, we were all, like, crossing our fingers and, like, worried everything was going to come crashing down. But,
right.
No, it literally, if you had the Musical.ly app, that night when they flipped the switch, it became TikTok.
And yeah. How long ago was that?
That was in 2017?
Yeah, not that long ago.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so big
August
now.
Of 2017, I think.
Wow.
Or 2018.
And have you changed your content on TikTok or you kept doing the same stuff?
I kind of, because I wanted to kind of transition and be like, hey, I'm also a musician. So I changed it a little bit and, you know, it kind of became, TikTok became like a different culture. Like what it is now with like trends and stuff, that's what it started becoming. And it was like trending sounds and trending dances. A lot of dances, like there had been like dancing on Musical.ly, but not nearly as much. And it became kind of a different culture. So we kind of, you know, transitioned into that culture, which was cool. And I mean, you know, I would start doing trends and stuff like that. I got on YouTube and was like vlogging and stuff. So I did some of that on TikTok. And I liked making, right when TikTok first started, what I liked doing was making like long, like 1 minute, like little mini music video type things. Mm-hmm. So like I would take like the songs that are popular and do like something, and I would usually try to put like a punchline at the end. Like there's a song by Hey Violet called, you know, like Better by Myself, and I did like a whole thing where it was almost like I killed my significant other, but then it was just like a smoothie. Like it looked like blood, but it was like a smoothie.
Right.
Like when Cardi B, what's the song? It's must be that whip that I ordered. It was, I don't know what the song is now, but
I remember
I did that and I made like this mini music video to it instead of like, and I had like the doorbell ring and my friend like just took a whole can of whipped cream and just squirted my whole face with it. So it was like whipped cream instead of like whip. So I tried like doing that kind of stuff to like do more of the music part that I liked, but also keep the comedy in because I knew that that's what I had been like recognized for on Musical.ly. So I wanted to keep that in there, but.
Right. And do you still do the minute long videos or do you find they're better shorter? Because I've been wondering about this much.
Yeah, it's so now you can even do like 3 minute music videos on the app. So like
on TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that either. Oh my
I
God.
Actually, for this last single that I just put out, Breakup Season, I tested it and I shot my music video and the music videos on YouTube, but I also did a full version of it vertical on TikTok.
Yeah, so did you shoot it differently for that? Because it has to be vertical? Yeah.
So we shot 3 different colors, basically. We did pink, blue, green. Yeah, pink,
right,
blue,
I
green.
Saw that. It's like side by side. Each,
and did like, if you wanted to watch the blue version, you go to Instagram. The pink version, you go to TikTok. And so it was like a little bit different part of the story on each of my platforms.
Cool. Oh, that's really cool.
Thank you. It was something I've like never done before. And we wanted to try it. So we shot the whole thing vertically, but like then that way we could use it on cross platforms.
And did 3 minutes go okay? Or was it like, is it less views?
It got less views. I think people were just really, because I know some people that that's all they do now is like 3 minute videos of them talking about stuff and they get millions of views. But I think TikTok is very like, what you're known for is what kind of works best on your page, you know, kind of thing. So I think people were a little like confused. They were like, wait, and they like kept watching and they were like, wait, this is 3 minutes long. But I mean, my like core fan, they really enjoyed it and everything. And I think, you know, the 30 second to 1 minute is kind of where like the sweet spot is where I usually do stuff and all. So
yeah, I know. I to be honest with you, again, I feel old saying this. I didn't even know you could do 3 minutes now. I'm
no,
like,
you're good. I just rolled out. You're good.
I just like, I can't keep up with
it. It was only recent, the 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like it was in the last year, I think, wasn't it? Or maybe
it was
COVID,
just,
I'm not sure. But
I think it's just in the last like few months. I know certain creators had it like for a year and then they just rolled it out to like the public a few months ago.
Oh, they had people like that were like introducing it and then people were like,
exactly.
I'm waiting till I can do my 3 minute video.
Actually, if you're a creator, like a TikTok creator, do they help you promote it at all? Like, say you're releasing a single and then do they help you promote it or there's not much guidance with that?
I think it just depends. I know sometimes if the song starts trending, they'll put it on their music page. I had a friend that her song went like totally viral on the app. And so they ended up putting it on like one of the banners on TikTok.
Oh.
So I think it's kind of like what starts trending. Like I said, trends are like what like runs TikTok, I feel like.
That's crazy.
And it's usually like the creators on the app are the ones that kind of dictate what those trends are, and then TikTok will like reward that for what the trends are. So if, you know, a song's trending, it'll pop up on TikTok's radar and they'll be like, oh, what is this? We need to kind of like, you know, see what's going on here.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of, you mentioned your single breakup season. Yeah. I watched the music video. I love it. I love the song.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the behind the scenes of the song? Like how it came about?
Yeah. So what's really cool about that is we were talking about American Idol, and I got to write with my friend Avalon Young, who was on that same season of American Idol. She finished in the top 10. And so that was the first time we had seen each other or anything since Idol. And the two guys that I work with, that I worked with on the whole project, they were like, do you know, they're like, we were thinking about writing with this girl named Avalon. Have you ever heard of her? And I was like, wait, who? And they like showed me who it was. And I was like, yeah, we know each other from Idol. Like, we even auditioned back to back in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, so breakup season, we came up with the idea of, it's just like, especially after like COVID times and pandemic times and all of like, you know, a lot of people were stuck inside with people, and then they were like, you know, a lot of people broke up and all. And then, you know, like, I feel like it's a thing when summer's over, you know, that there's kind of this time before spooky season that's like breakup season, where people are going back to school, back to work, and you know, kind of starting fresh in their lives. And to me, it was even like, it's definitely a song about like, I kind of took inspiration from all the breakups I've ever had. But I think it could apply to just about anything in your life. If it's, you know, a friendship, a job that you're breaking up with, and kind of, you know, realizing that those pieces don't really fit together, and you kind of know it's over, so it's time to move on.
Yeah.
And that's what we kind of ran with on breakup season. And it just, it turned out that we could actually release it during what we considered breakup season, which is like September,
that's perfect. October.
So yeah.
And what have you got in line for promoting it, or gigs even? Have you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I don't have any shows coming up, which I'm really sad about at the moment. Because like I was saying, being on stage is my favorite thing. But I'm definitely working on some other song, or getting out the other songs on the project. And, you know, if anyone wants to make a TikTok with breakup season.
Yeah, there you
go. I'd be happy to do that. But yeah, we're doing lots of, like, I just did a Squid Game themed TikTok to breakup season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Like, I broke the cookie because it's breakup season.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, so, and then I have my second single for the project is coming out on November 5th. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. And I think breakup season to me was really kind of the song that really encompasses what the rest of the project kind of is. So
yeah, no, it's awesome. I love it. And you know, congrats on everything. And the shows and the touring will come. It will.
Yes.
It's just everything is like, you know, after COVID.
It's weird right now.
It's a weird moment of like, yeah, things are kind of happening, but it still feels like they're not really, like,
yeah.
It's a weird transition still of like figuring it all out. So it'll
exactly.
be coming. Don't even worry about it.
Thank you.
But yeah, so for everyone who's listening that may not already be following you, could you give us your socials on where to find you, so everyone can keep up with all the awesome stuff you're doing?
Yeah, you can find me just about anywhere. TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music. Anywhere you want to find me, just search my name, Jackie Butler, J-A-C-I Butler.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Well, Jackie, thank you for taking the time to chat with us. It was so great hearing from you. And yeah, we will hopefully talk to you soon. This was
Thank
so much fun.
You guys. This is so much fun.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.